Get Up. That's right. With Cliffo and Gabby. Turn up your radio on Hit 103.1.
But the world's biggest pop star, Taylor Swift, is in North Queensland. She's currently in Cairns.
I think it was meant to be a big secret because she landed in a private jet. No one knew whose private jet it was. There was a bit of an investigation that needed to take place to find out who it was. But I think because the Royals are down south in Sydney, Dubbo area, she kind of took advantage of that fact and snuck into the country up north.
Yeah, because she's put nothing on her socials or anything. And you're right, like, eyebrows were only raised because it's very rare that a private jet
would land in Cairns.
And she had an entourage of about 10 people. So yeah, like, wow, this is something important. And some photos started surfacing and stuff like that. But yeah, it's very interesting that she's chosen Cairns out of all of North Queensland for her holiday destination of choice. And I started thinking of all the reasons why she maybe should have come, you know, 4 hours south to Townsville.
Yeah, definitely.
Instead of Cairns. So I've sort of listed them out. So this is why Tay should have chosen Townsville over Cairns.
Oh, Queensland loves you, Tay. And we guess you need a holiday, day. But why not pick Townsville to play? We're the capital of North Queensland. At the brand new Vuk Casino, you could stay. Head to Picnic Bay at Maggie for the day. Palmer Street at dinner for takeaway, way. Townsville, the capital of North Queensland, we love you too!
I know what you're thinking.
What am I thinking?
That would make a good ad for Tourism Townsville. You're right.
Get Up with Cliffo and Gabby
on Hit 103.1.
The 17th of October today.
Yep.
I think this is officially the earliest I have ever hit play on Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
So great, though. October. Isn't that feeling of pressing play just so good?
Feels early.
Well, see, I am a massive Christmas fanatic. Absolutely love Christmas. My whole family gets really into it. My mum decks out the entire house in decoration. So we've always been very into it. But I've always restricted myself from the 1st of December to the last day of December because otherwise I would celebrate Christmas all year round. This year, however, I'm breaking the rules because John Legend has actually released a couple of new Christmas songs. So he's releasing an entire album called A Legendary Christmas at the end of the month, 26th of October. But he's given us a little sneak peek and he's put two songs out there. One is a cover of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. So we all know that one. But one is an original that he's written called Bring Me Love.
Hope he's bringing me love this Christmas because I deserve Bring me love
Gabby.
This Christmas.
How cool is that?
That is awful music.
No, it's brilliant. And ever since they've been released, I've just been playing them around the house nonstop, and I've gotten in trouble. My boyfriend has put his foot down. He said it is too early for Christmas songs, and I disagree.
It's October.
Yeah,
we're
that's
not
all right.
Even the month before we were allowed to play them yet.
I got Michael Bublé in my car all year round.
See, I think we're getting into dangerous territory here because you see it every year, like earlier and earlier, all the Christmas stock is, you know, getting into the shops and stuff like that.
Bring it on.
Think about the retail workers, Gabby. Like, if you keep pumping out in October, like, think of the poor retail workers. If they're forced to start pumping out this stuff 3 months before the big day, they're going to go mad.
No, they'll love it. I used to work in retail, and I was that one person who was campaigning for the Christmas songs to start in October, and everyone else wanted to punch me. But I love it. Like, even at the end of the day when Mariah Carey has played 17 times, I'm still bopping out to that beat. I love it.
All right. Well, 13, 12, 16, give us a call. What do you think, Townsville? Is it too early to be playing Christmas carols?
It's never too early.
Or is Gabby right? Like, you can start spinning them.
Let's get into the spirit.
Now, 13, 12, 16, is it okay to play Christmas carols from, we'll say, from this point?
Yeah.
Ryan on 13, 12, 16, is it too early for Christmas carols?
It is definitely way too early.
What then is an appropriate date to start smashing out the Christmas tunes?
December.
1st of December. Oh, God. But then you've only got a month to enjoy them.
My sister used to start playing them in July and finish playing them in June.
Love it.
See, that's funny.
She's my kind of gal.
My daughter's only 4.5, and her birthday was the 26th of July. And I remember about her birthday, she started singing, Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells. No, Matilda, no. 13, 12, 16, who's this?
It's Michael here. How are you?
Michael, what do you reckon? Is it too early to start playing Christmas tunes?
It is never too early for Christmas tunes. I do Blackview Christmas lights, and yep, Christmas for us is all year round.
Oh, I love you. You are the best kind of person.
By making the most magical time of the year all year, doesn't that kind of kill how special it is for that one month of the year? Do you know what I mean?
Nah, not at all. Not for us. It's all about planning. So when December 1st does turn around, we turn the lights on, it's all right and ready to go.
Right, okay. Thanks for that, mate. We'll take one more. Sheridan on 13, 12, 16. Is it too early to be spinning Christmas carols?
Absolutely. I work in retail, and during the Christmas season, we have 3 different remixes of Mariah Carey songs. That as possible.
Yes! Oh. Don't hang up, Sheridan.
Sheridan, do you, like, have nightmares? Like, in the middle of the night, you're like, make my dreams come true. All I want for Christmas is you. Oh!
Gets close to it.
Oh, God.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1. Ah! Hit 103.1's Haunted House with Cliffo and Gabby.
All this week and next, we are getting inspiration to build our haunted house, which will be happening on the 27th of this month. So in a week and a half's time at the Spooktacular The Village in Anoomba.
It's in Anoomba, and there's going to be games and pumpkin carving and freaky face painting and a whole thing for the whole family.
It's going to be so much fun.
And we thought we'd put together a haunted house, which is something you or I, like, we've been in them, but we've never made one.
We've never made one. And so we're trying to figure out what actually scares the pants off people. We want to know what makes the hairs stand up on end on the back of your neck so that we can emulate that and really freak people out.
We've had some amazing people contact us on the air and through our socials and stuff talking about places in Townsville that are haunted.
Yes.
And a lot of people are suggesting that Event Cinemas, the original cinema
in the city,
on Sturt Street in the city, is a haunted building. So on the phone right now to discuss that, we have Arlene, who is the manager of the venue. Arlene, I know there's been a lot of talk of, like, a particular ghost in that building. Have you seen a ghost in that building before? What can you tell us?
Look, they call Cinema 4, they call her Susie for some reason. I've never seen Susie, and I've worked there for over 10 years, but I have seen someone who has just seen her, and they literally look like they've just seen a ghost.
Because they had.
Yeah.
Which one is Cinema 4? Is that one of the upstairs cinemas?
Yeah, it's one of the upstairs ones. So I purposely put any horror films or anything, I put them up in Cinema 4. Everyone's like, what are you doing? And I'm not scared myself. And I haven't seen anything. I always just walk in and talk to her. Hey, Susie, do you enjoy the movie? Talks back.
Well, I hope she's a scary movie fanatic, this Susie. Yes. Otherwise, you're really annoying her by putting all the horror movies up there.
Probably screaming out for a comedy or something. Yeah. How old is the building? Because that building's the original Townsville cinema, isn't it?
Yeah, look, they've changed it into a 5 around about 30 years ago, and it was a twin before that. So, look, we haven't really gone into the history of what happened there. Maybe it's just a lady that likes the movies.
Maybe. Maybe she just really enjoyed going to the cinema when she was alive, so now she lives
there. Absolutely.
Have any of the people that have seen her described what she looks like?
No, just an older lady sitting there politely just watching the movie.
So she actually just watches the movie. She doesn't annoy anyone. She doesn't haunt anyone. She just likes a good film.
Yep, that's it. Just watches the movie.
I don't begrudge her for that.
Old Susie in Cinema 4 at Event Cinemas in the city there. Arlene, thanks for sharing the story, mate.
No worries.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.